All right, sitting right here in the studio, Roy Jones Jr., Pensacola royalty right here. I appreciate you joining me. So, Roy, I'm just going to be honest with you, man. One of my favorite boxers of all time.
Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. No, so back in the day, like a long time ago, I used to train boxers
right in
Vegas, and nobody on your level, good grief. But I used to use your tapes all the time to show them the different things that you would do and your reactions and how you would predict reactions. You would predict the punches coming. And I was like, look, he's already starting to sway. He already knows it's coming. And because you used to study boxers.
Yep.
And their moves. A lot of guys go in there and they're just punchers.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do. That's what I try to teach my fighters now. You don't want to go out there and just be a reactor to what goes on. You want to go out there and you want to cause the reactions. That's what I did. I caused the reaction. So I knew what you was going to do because I made you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was one of the only options I gave you. I give you two options. Are you going to do this or you going to do that? And I'm ready for both options. So I'm dictating what's happening in that ring.
Yeah, it was. You're a beautiful fighter, man.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, I'll stop kissing your butt so much.
No, it's all good.
So, how old were you when you started boxing?
I was 10 years old when I started.
Why did you just get into boxing?
My father was so enthused about Muhammad Ali. He always watched Muhammad Ali. So one day when I was about five, he was watching Muhammad Ali. I think it was 1974, and my father was really intrigued by what Muhammad Ali was doing. So the way I saw it, he was doing it with his mind. And what he was doing with his mind was something that I felt like I was really good at already. So I came to the conclusion that if somebody taught me how to use my hands, I could do the same thing that Muhammad Ali is doing. And if my dad liked it, then he really liked watching me too.
Yeah. So did your dad like watching you?
Of course he did for a little while.
Yeah. No, and that's a good way to put it. So obviously you were inspired by Muhammad Ali then.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, it just... tremendous rope-a-dope and the thrill in Manila and
biggest inspiration ever, because I mean he had the confidence, he had the swag, he had all the necessary ingredients, and plus he worked hard with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, people say different things about this and say different things about that, but the one thing you can say about Muhammad Ali is he walked the walk and he talked the talk. And at his funeral, there were Muslims, there were Buddhists, there were Jewish people, there were Christians, there were every religious group you could think of. They showed up at Muhammad Ali's funeral.
Yeah.
And that says a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Because all of it leads back to God.
Yeah. And he overcame so much too. He wasn't always beloved.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't always beloved at all, but he did what he had to do. And sometimes being different has its ups and downs, but he was different. And when you be that different, you become legendary. And you become one of a kind. Muhammad Ali was one of a kind.
Yeah. How who else inspired you?
A lot of other fighters inspired me are Joe Louis, I mean, Salvador Sanchez, Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, I mean, Wilfred Benitez, Tommy Hearns. There was several other guys that inspired me, Larry Holmes. A lot of guys inspired me, but my main, Sugar Ray Leonard was my main. First it was Muhammad Ali, then Sugar Ray Leonard, Howard Davis Jr., then Salvador Sanchez, then Eusebio Pedroza, then Roberto Duran, then it just kept going. As my boxing mind grew, I got more and more people to inspire me and show me different things.
All right, so a lot of people get inspired by entertainment, movies. Were you into any boxing movies?
No, none of the boxing movies ever did it for me. My movie was stuff like Tombstone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. That's one of my top five favorite movies.
Listen,
right there.
Listen, bro, anything about being a bad, you know what? That was me.
Yeah.
So Doc Holliday was my kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I'm your Huckleberry.
And
it's just my game. I used that line on James Toney.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What round? Do you remember?
No, I told to him before the fight.
Oh, you told him before the fight?
Yeah, I'm your Huckleberry, and it's just my game.
That's
and
nice.
It sure was.
Yeah, it was too, yeah. When you look back on your career, and by the way, we have Roy Jones Jr. on here on News Radio 92.3. He was just inducted into International Boxing Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Very well-deserved. And you're beloved in town, man. We talk about Muhammad Ali, but you're beloved in town.
Thank you. I try to do what I could to represent my town to the fullest, you know, and I wanted people to understand that it's not about where I'm at, it's about where I'm from. Because had I not had all the support and all the love that I got right here in Pensacola, what am I doing? Who am I doing it for?
Yeah.
When I came back from the Olympics and got robbed of a gold medal, you know who was there for me? The city of Pensacola. Mm-hmm. They never let me forget. And they showed me how much they appreciated me still, because I felt like maybe I let some people down because I didn't get a gold medal. But it wasn't that I didn't win it. They just didn't give it to me like I deserved. So, right. But I still, you still feel like you let people down. But when they showed up at the airport like they did, and as a matter of fact, the other day coming from the Hall of Fame, I met a guy at the airport that said he was there at the airport when I came back from the
Olympics. No way.
Him and his wife, crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was
awesome.
Such an awesome feeling to even hear that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but when Pensacola stood up for me like that and showed me that how much they appreciated me at my downtime, I said I'd never forget them. So
yeah.
Every time I go somewhere, Pensacola in the house.
That's nice.
And Floyd Mayweather had pissed me off this weekend. I would have remembered to say it at the Hall of Fame, but he got me kind of upset at the Hall of Fame, so I had to revamp myself.
Yeah,
know?
I got you. We got to get a traffic update here real quick. First, I got a text. Tell Roy Richie from high school said congratulations.
What up, Richie? And thank you so much, my brother.
All right, so you've been retired for a little bit. You did have the exhibition against Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
But what you doing with your time now?
Just training fighters. You know, I got a group of fighters that I train up in the quintet and just do my thing. I got one guy that's just starting out named Caleb. He just amateur fighter just starting him. And I got a little guy named Tyson that's just started. And I got a few pros, few females, few males. Got some pretty good fights. Got a kid by the name of Zachariah Lewis and Andrew Murphy, both from Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna make some noise in the game. Got a Kevin Newman, Chris Eubank, Brian Perella. I got some good names around there. So.
All right, nice. Yeah. What are your thoughts on? Well, a lot of people think that boxing is a dying sport because MMA has just been growing like crazy, mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
What do you think about the future of boxing?
This is where I had to put my, like Floyd Mayweather, head on it, because I do like Floyd. I just don't like some of the comments he makes sometimes, but I do like Floyd. But when Floyd showed you guys that a boxing match still can generate almost $1 billion, where's boxing going again?
Yeah, it ain't going down.
Look at the money he's generated, more than basketball, football, baseball, hockey.
Yeah.
He generated more money than all those sports on one night through boxing.
Yeah.
You think boxing did? Boxing make more money than it ever made before through Floyd Mayweather. Boxing ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. All right, good point. Just gotta have the boxers.
It ain't going nowhere.
Gotta have the fighters.
That's all you need. Fighters and the fans.
Yeah, fighters and the fans, yeah. Yep. All right, so coming down here to Pensacola, quite a few texts of people want to know, like, what do you like about Pensacola? What are some things that you like about Pensacola area?
Everything. The beaches, the naval base, the
You go to the beach for real?
I go to the beach.
Roy Jones Jr. goes to the beach.
Oh, yeah, I go to the beach. I love everything about Pensacola. The closeness, the fact that you know almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows somebody.
Yeah.
So when stuff happens, it's kind of easy to find out what happened because everybody know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a community of people that love and support one another and try to push others to go to higher levels than some of them can go themselves. So when I was a kid growing up in Pensacola, even if I went to places, parties, whatever, when the stuff happened, people tell me, okay, it's time for you to go home. And they didn't mean it like trying to tell what they did, like, it's better for you to go home. And I would go because I don't have time for the drama, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And had I not had people to support me that way, then Pensacola wouldn't have a boxer in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They got two football players in the Hall of Fame, but if it weren't for that, we wouldn't have a boxer.
Yeah.
So Pensacola helped shape me and make me understand that, especially when I got to Washington High School, they taught me what a winner was and what it meant to be a winner and what it meant to have pride.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't know things like that, well, you learned it being here. And then having Emmitt Smith at Escambia pushing me, doing what he was doing in football, made it even more competitive and even more important for me to stay on the right track and try to succeed, because I knew Emmitt Smith was going to succeed. And I couldn't let him leave me in the blind. I got to go with him. If I don't go with him, then what good did I do him? So just like he pushed me, I pushed him.
Yeah.
And we pushed each other. Now he's the leading Russia of the NFL, all-time leading Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy Jones Jr. is pound for pound one of the greatest boxers to ever live.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If not the best, but I can't say that, so, you know.
Well, I can, though.
I'm close.
Yeah. So, do you get recognized a lot, and do people, bother you? Like, not bother you. I don't mean, offending bother you. I just mean, always interrupting
people
you.
Always
and stuff
know me,
and
I'm glad that people know me, because that was my whole reason for being great, was so that people can see God's light shine through me.
Mm-hmm.
And if people recognize you for that, then that's a good thing. And you should never take that as a bad thing. People always ask me, how do you feel about fans coming up to you, talking to you, as long as they're nice? I have no problem. I mean, that's why you aspire to be great, so that people know. You do it for the recognition and to show people what God can do through you. Well, if God used you as that tool, don't think people are not going to love that tool.
Mm-hmm.
Because they see that tool work and they love how that tool works.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you got a nice car, don't get mad because people come up to you and ask you questions about it. It's a nice car. Of course, they don't see that all the time. You know, it's like I tell people all the time, don't go out there dressed in clothes that you don't want somebody to give you compliments about. Because mm-hmm. you go out there dressed the wrong way, everybody you see gonna stop and tell you or look at you or because you brought that attention to yourself. So don't get mad if you do that.
Roy Jones Jr. joining us here in studio. I appreciate you joining me on News Radio 92.3.
And thank you, my brother.
Thank you.